A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare Short-Term Insurance Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News. We are back. This time we're going to round up the transfer window in its entirety a little bit. Loads of interesting stories, but we are partnered up with The Athletic once again. Really proud to be partnering with The Athletic over the coming months and stuff as well. It is the home of the best written LFC content around the world with some of the best writers, friends of mine, friends of ours, James Pearce and Simon Hughes also write for them. Loads of things planned down the pipeline for content with those to and with other journalists who work for The Athletic. It's completely ad-free, so no ads, no annoying pop-ups. And if you want 50% off your yearly subscription to The Athletic and you want to take advantage of a 30-day free trial, then visit www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. That's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. For people who can't talk like me and people who can't spell like me, we will put the link in the description and as a pinned comment, so you can just click it so you don't have to try and say it three times wrong. We're going to start off with an article from The Athletic. It's from James Pearce again, and it's titled Liverpool's Search for the Next Robbie Fowler Goes On as Bobby Duncan's Saga Ends with Move to Fiorentina. I'm joined by Ben Kelly once again.
Hello.
This is a really interesting one from James again, isn't it? And it talks a little bit about the move. Obviously, we know it's now 1.6 million.
It was 1.8 million.
1.8 million, apologies. Yeah, yeah. It was 1.6 million. And listen to this. This is really interesting, actually. So, it started off as a season-long loan with a 1.6 million option to buy next summer. Liverpool viewed that as tantamount to a nine-month trial, which they felt was of little value to either Duncan or the football club. That was then upgraded to an obligation to buy for 1.6 if Duncan made five Serie A starts this season or 10 first-team appearances in that time. But that improved offer was dismissed out of hand on the basis that Liverpool didn't believe it was realistic that he would trigger those clauses. After the fallout last week, Ruby is no longer acting on his behalf with Liverpool. He hasn't been sacked, though. His former agent, Rob Segal, head of YMU Group, stepped in and represented the player. So there you go. It's a bit of a mad deal. And, yeah, you know, we talked about it yesterday, Ben. It looks like it's over. But you can kind of understand why Liverpool rejected those first two offers, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the jump from under-18s level to making five starts in Serie A, like, come on, it's almost laughable, isn't it? He's not going to do that this season. The 10 appearances might have been a little bit more realistic, you know, if they look at... It depends how desperate they were to secure him. You know, you can just bring him on with 5 minutes to go and that counts as an appearance. So that might have been a little bit more. But the start, I mean, come on, guys. You're not gonna start a 17-year-old kid from the off 5 games this season, are you? You know, it's a strange one.
This is the thing that really interested me. It's about how he was handled by his agent, because I think from what I've read so far on the subject, it's along the lines of he wanted first-team opportunities, and it felt like he was being advised that he was ready for those first-team opportunities. Mm. Yet really, like what you're saying there, Ben, he's gone from the under-18s, and then his advisors are saying, you're better than the under-23s, you want you to go straight into the first team. And it seems like this is where the problems all come from, to be honest with you.
There was no need to rush things for him, and that's why I'm disappointed about the saga in general for him. He had plenty of time. Look at Curtis Jones, look at Rian Brewster. They're doing things the right way because they know that if they do, they're going to get under opportunity. Jurgen Klopp isn't a tough manager. He's a tough manager to please, but he's not a tough... If you do go about things the right way, then he's clearly open to giving young players opportunity. And I think Bobby Duncan, he's just tried to rush things. He's been told no. And whether it's him personally or the agent, they've kind of kicked off and decided that they're better off taking the payday and moving to Fiorentina.
Feels like it's mismanagement to me on his agent's behalf. And I feel sorry for Bobby Duncan. who's been caught in the middle of it because he has a bright career ahead of him, hopefully. Liverpool obviously got a 20% release clause, a sell-on clause in there as well. One of the a new piece of news that has come out this morning is that Premier League clubs want to extend their transfer window back, Ben, and Liverpool are one of the clubs that want to do this. So Premier League clubs are set to end their early closure of the transfer window, with Liverpool joining forces with those who want to return to the old system of shutting at the same time as the rest of Europe. The issue will be raised at a Premier League meeting next week, and there is growing support for the early closure to be scrapped. 2 years ago, club chairman voted to close the window the day before the start of the season so that all the deals were done before the matches were played. And if you just go down a little bit further, Liverpool had voted in favour of the early closure, but it is understood they will join the two Manchester clubs, among others, in pushing strongly for a return to the original timeline and to have the same window as other major countries in Europe. English clubs have kind of lost out in this, haven't they? Yeah. They thought that everybody was going to join in, and they didn't.
And that's, I like this concept, but as a result, we've left ourselves as sitting ducks in the transfer window for that couple of weeks where basically, look, Tottenham got away with it with Christian Eriksen not going anywhere, but Barcelona could have easily come in and plucked Christian Eriksen away from Tottenham and they're stuck and they can't bring in a replacement. It's a great concept if everybody else does the same, but I think we might have to go back with our tail between our legs here as a country and go back to the end of the month.
I think that's right. On to the next story then. Liverpool open talks for a new contract with Paul Glatzel. He's obviously injured. Was it his ACL, I think, that he pulled in pre-season?
Yeah.
It was a bad one. So it's kind of becoming the norm for Liverpool to almost offer new contracts when people are injured. I know we did it with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, but it says here on Football Insider, Liverpool have opened talks over a new contract with injured centre-forward Paul Glatzel. 18-year-old is currently recovering from a cruciate knee ligament injury picked up in the pre-season friendly against Tranmere Rovers. I was thinking about this before we started, and Ben, I hypothesised that on the surface, this looks like a really good thing from Liverpool all the time. You know, they're offering new contracts to lads who are injured that give them confidence that the club trusts in them.
Yep.
And it will obviously give them confidence that the injury is, you can get past it and you can become a better player even after these serious injuries. But also on the flip side, it got me thinking, Liverpool getting a good deal by offering contracts to injured players? Yeah. Because I'd imagine...
Nobody's, yeah, yeah. He's not being plucked anywhere else, is he? He's not having his head turned while he's injured, is he?
No, so, yeah. And Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain probably got offered less than if he was in the first team playing football. Now, admittedly, he still will have got a play rise, but he might have been offered 200 grand a week if he was still banging the goals in. So it's a very smart business, I think, by Liverpool to do this.
It's smart, but and to be honest, I mean, the agents and the advisors are probably aware that that's a thing. But the players, it's smart because the players still probably appreciate the
Absolutely.
Gesture. And they probably don't mind that. They're probably being told that this is the case. And they're probably still willing to... It's almost like a middle ground that everybody's happy to meet of. It probably makes negotiating contracts very easy, actually, if you think about it, because the players are happy to have their stays extended and Liverpool spend a little bit less money. So.
Absolutely. Ryan Kent did complete his move to Rangers. 4-year deal, £7 million from Liverpool to Rangers. Steven Gerrard gets his man. The deal guarantees Liverpool £6.5 million with an extra 1.5 in potential add-ons. There is also a 20% sell-on clause because the European champions in Kent has the ability to return to the Premier League in the future. Again, another deal like it feels very good all round. The Rangers get a player that they wanted. Liverpool get some dollar for him and we get that 20% sell-on.
Yeah, and this for me is part of the prestige of being European champions because we could hold out for that price. We have the dominant sort of position in the negotiation, and that for me is the price that we wanted all along, and we've managed to convince them into paying it, and I think that's great business.
Okay, so let's have a little look at what Liverpool have done. Paul Joyce tweeted yesterday that we've sold about £53 million worth of players this summer. Danny Ings to Southampton, £18 million rising to £20 million. That one was obviously agreed the year before the loan. Rafa Camacho to Sporting Lisbon, £5 million to £7 million and a 25% sell-on. George Johnson to Feyenoord, £300 grand and 25% sell-on. Mignolet to Bruges, £6.5 million rising to £8 million. Of Ujiri to Redden, season-long loan with agreement of £3 million permanent deal rising to £3.5 million and a 20% sell-on. Bobby Duncan, 1.8, 20% sell-on. Kent, £6.5 million rising to £7.5 million, 20% sell-on. Loans as well. Camille Grabara, Huddersfield, Awoni, Mines, Grujic, £2 million loan fee, Hertha Berlin, Harry Wilson, Bournemouth, £2.5 million loan fee, Ojo, Woodburn, Phillips, Miller and Allen all loaned. Liverpool seems to have done very well in getting value and sell-on clauses for the players that have left the club, and that's something that's gone on all summer long.
Yeah, look, we've praised Michael Edwards plenty of times for, you know, the way he manages to go about his business with the incomings, but I think this summer really to recoup that kind of money, you know, over 50 million quid for outgoings for players that didn't really have a future at Liverpool. I think it's been a fantastic summer from that perspective. Obviously, some people aren't happy with the fact that we haven't put that money in back into the squad, but I think we will. I think we will in due course.
Okay, brilliant. And before we get into the comments, if you can get me a comment lined up, just want to shout out again The Athletic, best written coverage of Liverpool anywhere in the world. James Pearce, Sam Hughes, friends of mine, amongst the writers. It is completely ad-free, no ads, no annoying pop-ups. To get your 50% off your yearly subscription and a 30-day free trial, visit www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews.
Well done. Yes.
Get in. Absolutely nailed it. Let's get into the comments, Si.
First of all, we've got a super chat from Ben Pryor, who says Ben Kelly is the best.
Fair play to him.
Is this your mate?
No, not at all.
That's the third time he's put in a super chat.
Is that what you were laughing at earlier?
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much. I mean, obviously, he's given us super chats, which is great, so thanks very much for that.
Well, we had Michael Walker says, does Ben Kelly pay people to come on the live chat and say how wonderful he is? To which Ben Pryor replied, that is not the case. Ben Kelly is just a great member of the team and so deserves lots of praise.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Genuinely, nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. Not my alter ego. It's not Ross that's upstairs.
It starts to look a bit suspicious, Ben, to be honest with you. But let's get into the actual news.
Is it your dad?
I'll stick on my CV.
Your
mum?
What is it?
I don't know. I'll stick on my CV, though.
Because, fair play. What's his name?
Super chats.
Ben Pryor.
Ah, right. Okay.
It's just a Ben sticking together.
I understand this now, yeah.
It's just a Ben sticking together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Dean COMR says, I'm glad they're both gone for their own good, to be honest. They clearly want to play. They needed to be better than Origi and Brewster, and that's a hard task in itself. Stuart Johnson on Duncan, I think, saying, I'm gutted he left, but what choice did we have as they created the narrative that we were forcing to stay? But if he wants to leave them, let's see if he gets playing time. One thing that I've just thought while we were doing the show, do you think the big stunts actually worked? Do you think Duncan would have left if they hadn't pulled that stunt?
Who knows? I think quite possibly not. I don't think he probably would. But listen, you know, James Pearce, in his article for The Athletic further down, he mentioned the story of Adam Morgan. And Adam Morgan's a really interesting player. You know, he was one of those Scouse lads who came up through the unders and stuff, and it didn't work out. And I think it was Brendan Rodgers that sat down with him and spoke to him about it. He's now playing in, like, Northern Premier League and stuff. It doesn't always work out for these players. Now, there's a big risk factor for Bobby Duncan, but it looks like right now he's backed himself. He's backed himself to go abroad, to learn a new language probably, to live in another culture, 18 years old. It's going to be very, very hard for him, but he's got the talent there to do something. So I wish
him all the best, I genuinely do.
Absolutely. I think it's a really interesting question. So I don't think the move does go through. I think he sits there for a year, to be honest with you. Have you got another one, mate?
Yeah, we've just got another super chat in from Sean Bailey to say, Chris, you sexy C-U-N-T up the red 6 time. Keep them coming. A couple of things on the transfer window stuff. Paul Young says the transfer window closing early only benefited the teams at the bottom of the league who don't have any superstars attracting attention by the European giants.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, I don't know enough about their incomes and outgoings to have an opinion one way or the other, but certainly, you know, you make a case and I like it.
I'm in agreement. Not much more to add. Any more comments? Any more super chats? Tell me how good I am.
Mom.
Bring a super chat in, then I will read it out. Patrick Riley says, it was a good move for Kent. The Duncan move to Italy is odd, though. I'm not sure we'll ever really hear from him again. I think it is a good move for Kent, isn't it? And it's one. Rangers obviously wanted him. He obviously wanted to go there. One sec.
oh dear. Bear in mind that you can't read absolutely everything, Si.
Ryan Kent obviously wanted to go there, and it looks like Rangers have found the money for him at the end of the window. Gerrard wanted him, so yeah, I think that is a good move for Kent. Ben Pryor gave us another £2 to say, Ben Kelly didn't pay me to do this.
Yeah,
Who did, Ben?
And you don't need to do a super chat, just answer us in the chat as well, because someone's paying you. I'll wait because it's going to be about 45 seconds, so I'm not going to go completely silent on you. But listen, you know, we have nearly finished the show now. We will wait for your reply, Ben, because I find it quite interesting. I want to know who is paying you to say this nice stuff, because I know Ben really well, and I wouldn't do that. So there you go.
You wouldn't sit next to me on the couch before.
I didn't want to be honest with you. No, I'm only messing around. So there you go. That has been the show. Thank you, of course, The Athletic for partnering up with us over the next few months. Thank you very much for getting involved and typing your comments and your super chats, Ben's mum. Really,
I'll be back next week. You want to save your mennies until then. Feel free.
Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to Red Men News if you're here for the first time. Click that notification bell, and we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.